Track 7, more news. Walk across Devon raises more than £150,000. Nearly 300 people took part in a new charity walk across Devon, helping raise more than £160,000 for a mental health charity. The 24-hour Walk Devon Coast to Coast Challenge saw 284 walkers set off from Westward Ho, aiming to cover approximately 68 miles across the county to Paignton. Participants passed through checkpoints every 10 miles, navigating challenging terrain, overnight darkness, heavy rain, and the hills of Dartmoor. Of those who started, 84 walkers successfully completed the entire route while checking in at every checkpoint. Many others reached the finish line after receiving assistance along the route due to the physical demands of the challenge. The event has currently raised around £144,000 in donations and a further £18,000 expected through gift aid for the Devon Clinic based in Paignton, making it one of the most successful fundraising initiatives in the charity's history. The proceeds will help secure the medium-term future of the Devon Clinic, which provides affordable mental health support across Devon. The charity works with people experiencing a wide range of difficulties, from low mood and anxiety through to severe trauma and PTSD, with a particular specialism in supporting survivors of domestic abuse. The idea for the event originated from a conversation between Devon Clinic founder Chris Fleet, who lives in Chudley, and his personal trainer, Craig Washington. What began as a plan for a small local challenge quickly grew after a Facebook post went viral, attracting hundreds of registrations and a waiting list of more than 150 people. Due to the scale of interest, specialist event company XNRG was brought in to manage safety, logistics, checkpoints, tracking, and medical cover. Mr. Fleet said the overwhelming sense of camaraderie among the participants was one of the most memorable aspects of the challenge, with walkers supporting one another through difficult conditions, including torrential rain in the early hours. It was the culmination of 9 months of stress, worry, and dealing with some things I'd never come across. About 80% of charities fold within a year of the founder leaving. I would hate that to happen to the clinic. We have hopefully secured the charity's future, he said. The event was the first time the iconic coast-to-coast route has been used as a large-scale charity fundraiser, and organisers hope it will become an annual fixture in Devon's fundraising calendar. Chris has written a blog post about the mental health aspects of an endurance walk. Interest in Walk Devon 2027 is already strong, with more than 40 people having registered an early expression of interest. The event is penciled for Friday, June the 18th and Saturday, June the 19th, starting at 6 p.m. in Westward Ho.
Police take action to protect vulnerable man. Police have obtained a partial closure order on a property following community concerns about a vulnerable resident in Newton Abbott. Officers took action to prevent exploitation, and the partial closure order was granted on June the 15th at Newton Abbott Magistrates Court to cover an address in Bradley Court. The order lasts for 3 months, and the conditions state that no one other than the named tenant, police officers, and other authorised professional visitors can enter or remain at the address. Teambridge Sector Inspector Ryan Northmore said, "We apply for closure orders for a number of reasons and will take action to prevent crimes such as drug dealing and antisocial behaviour. In this case, we worked closely with our partners, including the local authority, to obtain this order and prevent the victim from coming to harm. The resident had been a victim of cuckooing, which is a practice where criminals take over a person's home and use the property for their personal gain. The partial closure order will help us to protect this person and allow us to remove anyone from the property who may be seeking to take advantage of them. Anyone who should not be at the address can expect to face consequences. We take these offences very seriously and will always do what we can to protect vulnerable people. We will continue to engage with the victim and make sure necessary safeguarding and well-being support is in place for them. Closure orders are made possible through the support of residents and partner agencies who raise their concerns to police, and the police encourage the public to report something that doesn't look quite right.
Fast food giants get green light for new store. Fast food giant McDonald's has been given the go-ahead for a new restaurant in Kingstainton. Planning officers at Teignbridge Council have given the green light for the famous yellow arches to go up on the site at the former Beefeaters off Newton Road. Submitted by McDonald's Restaurants Limited, the application sought permission for alterations to the existing restaurant, including replacement heating, ventilation and air conditioning. The Teignbridge Council have granted planning permission. The existing restaurant, formerly operated under the Beefeater brand and known as the Grandstand, closed in July 2024. Objectors have claimed that the new restaurant will create additional traffic, smell and litter. But McDonald's say the new restaurant, expected to open in late 2026, will bring significant investment to the local area and deliver more than 100 full and part-time jobs. The new restaurant will not include a drive-through, the multinational restaurant chain confirmed.
Musician inspires South Devon College students. Folk and indie artist Luke McCauley gave students at South Devon UTC an insight into his experiences. The musician visited the Newton Abbott College to perform a live set and speak about his journey with mental health. The event saw students come together to enjoy live music before taking part in a question and answer session. Luke shared his personal experiences, offering an insight into the challenges he has faced and how music has played a role in his well-being. The session provided students with an opportunity to reflect on the importance of mental health, resilience, and self-expression, while also hearing firsthand how creative outlets can support well-being. Luke's visit is part of the college's aim of supporting student well-being alongside academic and technical education, ensuring young people are equipped with the confidence and awareness to navigate challenges both in and beyond school. Head teacher Claire Plum said it was a fantastic opportunity for our students to hear from Luke, not only as a musician, but as someone willing to speak openly and honestly about mental health. Events like this help to break down stigma and encourage important conversations among young people. Our students engaged brilliantly with both the performance and the discussion, asking thoughtful questions and showing real maturity in how they approach the topic. We are grateful to Luke for sharing his story.